If I AM 640 more stimulating talk radio, hi, I'm Phil Hendry. It's a goof. 1-800-5201-KFI Orange County. 5201-KFI in LA County. Sometimes I think the folks need a little push, a little goose, if you'll pardon the expression. Just a little incentive, as they say. And there is a product out called LifeTrack now. This is a software that you can add into your computer. What this essentially does is it tracks your interests. It tracks where you bank. It tracks what you may or may not be interested in terms of information from various databases. It tracks, what else can it track? It tracks who you talk to and what your interests are. And all of this goes into a central receiving point, and from that standpoint, they can better, the people at LifeTrack can better understand you, funnel this information, and enhance your life. Jay Santos is with LifeTrack. He's on our newsmaker line this evening. Mr. Santos, thanks for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell us about LifeTrack? Is it a software that you've developed?
It's very easily installed, and it does exactly what you described. It can tell those of us interested in enhancing the average life of the average American what people most want. You can get information, for instance, from people who are utilizing certain chat rooms. You can find out what they're interested in, when you were mentioning accessing these libraries. You can find out what people are interested in when it comes to the world of sports. You can find out what people are interested in when it comes to products. Wherever someone goes with their computer, wherever they go, whether it's informational, educational, or entertainment, LifeTrack collects this data. It goes to a central receiving point, and we're better able to find information and figure out informatively what people enjoy.
All right, this information is utilized and disseminated advertisers to who?
Well, the information, you know, we were able to determine a couple of years ago that most Americans are good people, but they don't have the strongest handle on their lives. They have a difficult time raising their kids. Most Americans are in debt. Most Americans have a difficult time knowing what they like when it comes to movies, when it comes to food. We are a confused generation of people, and it seems that we lose our grip every day more and more on what we want and what we don't want. What LifeTrack does is it simply collects all this information. When you go to your computer and you are accessing whatever database it may be, whatever website, this LifeTrack software accesses this information, and then we are able to download this information. We can disseminate it to various agencies, government agencies, private companies, to better find out what the American people want.
Well, why not just ask them?
Well, for the very reason that they can't really. The American people have a difficult time articulating what they want because they don't really know. They know when they see it. They don't know beforehand. And this, I think, has been the bane of advertising executives, Phil, and anybody who's interested in the taste of the American people for decades. What we're doing is proactive. We're not asking anymore. We are simply getting these cues. We're getting information from people, and we're figuring out what they're most interested in. What we're trying to do is help people make their lives better.
All right, you said something there that just triggered something inside of me. You said you share this information with government agencies.
We share this information with anyone who is in a position to help the American people improve their lives. It's, I think, a little presumptuous to assume that because this information goes to a government agency that it's necessarily a bad thing. The government's set up to serve people. It's set up by the people to represent them and to find out better what they want. If we can download this information and pass it on to a government agency or a private company or whatever the interest group, and they can do something with this information to enhance the lives of the American people, we don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, all right, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat, because when I read this this article, it was the first thing that struck me. If you are sharing information that you collect off of people's computers with the government, people are going to be paranoid that the government is going to try to control their lives?
We don't see it that way. What we see it as, the government's in a position to help people, and the government's in a position to serve people. And as long as the American people are as confused as they seem to be about various issues, because we've got very little information, Phil, you can't really go out and poll people. You don't know if they're going to give you the information honestly and accurately. People don't vote the way they used to, so you certainly can't garner information that way. The best way to go about this is to insert this chip. We're hoping in a year we can have a chip on televisions and radios as well, so that we can access this information, we can utilize it, and we can give the American people what they want. We want them to have better lives. That's what LifeTrack is all about.
You're giving information to the government of the United States of America. I'm telling you, it makes people paranoid.
Well, if people want their lives better, and they want to ensure services, and they want to ensure the best possible kind of service and the best possible kind of government, they're going to have to give the government some information. And, well, again, when we ask, when we poll, and you can ask any number of people involved in the polling business, and I've got several friends who've been doing it for a long time, most of the time the information comes back faulty or inaccurate, the demographics are wrong, and there's a variety of things that are faulty with it, and you can't use it. This way we are getting exacting information from every single household on every single interest that everyone in that household has. We can pass that along and try to do something to help people's lives grow and to help people's lives work more efficiently, and we don't see anything wrong with that.
So what do you say to people who think this is Big Brother? I mean, you said that in a year you're going to have a chip on televisions and radios as well.
We think that if we can track the activities of people the best way that we can, whether it's having a piece of software in a computer or a chip on their television or their radio, then we know exactly what they're interested in, and we can use that information, like I said, with government agencies or with advertisers to provide the products and services that they most want. And this is a revolutionary concept that doesn't take any effort on the part of the user. We're simply inserting the software, the chip. We get the information. They don't have to do a thing. We have found that people don't want to have to respond to polling data. They don't want to have to respond to surveys. They want to just live their lives. What we want to do is go ahead, get the software in there. This is a service to you. We'll make your life better by getting the software in there, getting the chip in there, download the information, and yes, provide it to the government, provide it to companies, both public and private, and make people's lives a little bit better. See, what you're assuming, Mr. Henry, is that when you give information to the government, it's a negative thing. I don't know where this concept necessarily arose, but we at LifeTrack, we don't believe that. At LifeTrack, we believe that if you give the information to the government, you give enough information to the government about an individual, then the government is in a position to better serve that person.
All right, we've got Jay Santos on the line from LifeTrack. They are producing a software that goes into your computer, and all the information from your computer, where you are visiting, what databases, what websites, what informational pools, what pieces of entertainment, whatever and wherever you are accessing and wherever you are going on your computer, LifeTrack tracks that, downloads this information directly to government computers, company computers, and they use this information to further inform them about what people want?
Absolutely. This is a proactive and positive effort at serving people.
And I think some people out there might have some questions about that, because I certainly do.
I think if you're looking at it in a positive way, it serves people.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-521-KFI and 521-KFI. That's for Orange County and L.A. County, respectively. On the line, a representative of a company called LifeTrack. They are manufacturing software that goes right into your computer, and they can track your life wherever you go on the Internet, wherever you go on the information highway. They can track this, download this information, share it with various agencies, government agencies, and the next thing you know, they got all the information that you need or they need about you. And I don't know how you figure, sir, Mr. Santos, how this is something that people are going to want to have in their computers.
We're talking about service. We're talking about providing a level of service for people that they've never had before. The American people, once we have LifeTrack installed in those computers, the American people will be monitored at an effective level so that we know what they are most interested in and what they are most akin to being interested in terms of the information they need, the kind of lifestyle they live, what they want for their children, what they want in terms of product. That's what LifeTrack is all about. And
you say the big words, sharing it with a government agency. I'm telling you, people won't go for this.
Well, we aren't really talking about selling individual LifeTrack monitoring systems so much as we're talking about having these installed in computers off the shelf. People don't even have to know it's there, and that's the beauty of LifeTrack. They can go on with their lives. They don't know that LifeTrack is there, and it's something that they don't have to mess with.
No fuss, no muss, huh? Just the big brother monitoring you.
No, sir, we don't see it that way. We see it as enhancing people's lives informationally.
All right, let's go to Rancho Cucamonga on KFI AM640. Hello.
Good evening, Phil.
Yes.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. Mr. Santos, all I've got to say is one thing. The service you're talking about providing to the American people, it's not a beauty of living. It's a travesty and hypocrisy, because the bottom line is individual freedom in this country is what counts. I don't want you monitoring my life. If you want to know something about my life or what my wants and dislikes are for my family and myself, you ask me. The bottom line is, I'm not going to purchase any computer whatsoever that's got this kind of monitoring capabilities so that I don't know what's going on. And the bottom line is, you have no right to that information other than you asking me for it, and I'll provide it if indeed I want to.
Well, the polling data that we get, demographic data from polling, it just is not sufficient, because we find that people are not... To be quite honest,
free market will dictate what sells and what does not sell. Polling data is designed to give results, and you and I both know that.
Polling data is not provided
to get an equal and understanding total of what's going on. The bottom line is polling data is calculated for one reason, is to get the pollster exactly the result he wants.
Well, keep this in mind, sir, if you would. This will be done when you're off and online. So
understand something. If I've got to unplug my modem, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because I won't give you access to anything in my family's life unless I choose to do so.
You're talking about LifeTrack being sold directly to the computer manufacturers, so the people are buying computers off the shelf with this already installed?
Well, what we're saying is that people shouldn't have to deal with this. This is simply information that we want to obtain to enhance your life, sir, and I think you see this the wrong way, and perhaps this Big Brother specter being raised has scared you a little bit.
Oh, absolutely not. Let me say something to you, Mr. Santos, and I appreciate the comment. I'm not scared of anything at this point in time. The only thing I'm going to prevent is from people like you having access to information about me and my family that is personal and private.
What I need for you to understand is you need to get used to it. We're gonna know stuff about you, whether you like it or not. We need this information.
Absolutely, and I plan on resisting it just as long as I can.
Get used to it, because there's no... As long as you use a computer, we're going to get the information.
Well, unfortunately,
boy, that sounds very threatening.
You won't have access.
I'm not trying to be trouble. We put a chip in your television set and your radio as well. LifeTrack monitoring what you're listening to, what you're viewing. We've got pretty good database right there.
I believe that you do, and unfortunately, I'm not going to roll over and play dead and allow you just to continue to infiltrate my life.
We don't know what show you watched. Don't worry about it. We'll get the information.
What is this all of a sudden? So you're going to get the information whether they like it or not?
Well, that's what he tells me, but I'll tell you something right now, Phil. It's not going to happen in my household.
I thank you. I thank the caller from Rancho Cucamonga tonight. 1-800-521-KFI with a line open in Los Angeles County at 5201-KFI. Why all of a sudden the tone that get used to it whether you like it or not?
Well, we're doing business directly with the computer manufacturers. We don't see how this in any way has to be a burr in the saddle of the consumer. This is something we're dealing directly with the computer companies on. LifeTrack can be in your computer. You don't have to know it's there. And you don't have to worry about what the information... The American people are, as I said at the outset, are not that clear on what they want, what they don't want. I don't think it would make much difference to them overall on what information we've got to try to enhance their lives. That's all we're talking about.
Let's go to North Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
This is an outrage. How can you even... This is preposterous.
Is that it, sir?
No, absolutely not. I cannot believe that this guy here is thinking that the American public is going to go for this.
You're right. You know, I was in Great Britain, Phil, about 6 months ago, and I was talking with people over there. It was at a conference sharing data, and most of the people in Europe realize that Americans love to whine about freedoms. They realize they don't have any freedom anyway.
1-800-521. Go wax his car. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 5201 KFI in L.A. County. Boy, that is some really stale material, friend. Alhambra on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to get myself a cabin in Alaska and not have any electronic equipment. Then Mr. Santos can't find me.
Well, that'd be fine if you want to, sir. We're just talking about people who are plugged into the information age and want to be a part of the mainstream of the society.
Well, I'll just sidestep the mainstream.
If you have no need for government service, that's fine.
Well, you see,
there are some people who do.
We don't need that, but what you need is some colon sausage.
And your mom. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So if a guy moves to Alaska and doesn't have any electronic equipment at all, what we're talking about is a guy that doesn't need government service.
No, he does not need government service. We're talking about a guy who is someone who is not requiring anything from us, so we don't have to deliver. People who have computers, people who have television sets, people who have radios, those are the people that we're serving. And keep in mind, we're serving them. LifeTrack is going to help them.
All right, let's go to Mojave on KFI AM 640. Hello. Mojave, hello.
Hi,
yes.
Bill.
How are you?
Mr. Santos. Is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Do you drink? Because this concept has to have been thought up during a binge.
You know that there's such a thing as polling data. You know that there's such a thing as surveying people.
Right. That's all completely voluntary. They call me up at my phone at home. I can hang up if I don't want to give them the information.
This is the present and the future. And you need to accept it.
I need to accept it.
Yes, sir, you do.
This is going to help the demographic so the government can better...
The government better serve you to access information as to what you need because people don't vote anymore.
Okay, one thing.
Getting involved in
Are you talking about our government is going to better serve me?
The United States government, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You live in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, so you don't believe in your country? What we're talking about is a government which is set up to serve the people, better serving the people. That's the concept of government.
That is the concept of government. The government does not serve the people adequately now. Such information
well,
like this covertly taken in isn't going to help the people.
How do we make it better? Let's make it better. Let's get on board with this concept. Resisting it is futile. What we're asking
I agree we should make things better, but this is not the way to go about it. I don't have the answer.
See, you don't have a choice.
Well,
all right. As long
you know,
as
you're talking about monitoring the Internet. The idea of the Internet is so people are anonymous. I mean, that's the whole beauty of the system.
I do not believe that's the necessary explanation for the Internet. Right now, the Internet is utilized by all kinds of deviant individuals. What we're talking about, and whether you like it or not, it's going to happen, getting the information.
Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen. You keep repeating that.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to get the information off your Internet, off of your television set, off your radio. Learn to live with it.
Oh, swell. Okay. Well, I mean, this guy probably doesn't understand. I sure as hell do. What you're talking about is let's get all the information, utilize it to track people so they don't do things that we don't like.
If you're one of these anti-government people, you're kind of strange that way. I can tell you there's nothing I will say to you that's going to alleviate your fears. We're talking about normal human beings who are not paranoid. We're talking...
Well, no way. You're saying get used to it. I mean, in other words, so why are you even talking about it?
Because we want people to be aware of the fact that this information is going to be used to help them.
Really? You know...
Just deal with it, all right? Your life is going to be 10 times better. Deal with it.
Okay, great. We got LifeTrack on the line here, man. They're going to track everything off of your computer. Get used to it. It's going to be great. Jay Santos from LifeTrack, a company that manufactures a software that can track absolutely every place you visit on the Internet, absolutely every bit of banking that you do. And all of this information is downloaded and sent off to the government or companies or where, you know, and you're asking people, do they want it? People are saying that they don't, all right?
Well, I can tell you that people have shown quite a bit of attitude this evening. Let me prove how good LifeTrack is, Mr. Henry. And as I said to you, it's going to be in your home whether you like it or not. You have a choice. Do you want us to install it so that you know it's there, or you want it to be installed and not know that it's there? That's the only choice that you have.
I mean, this sounds, if you don't mind me saying, it sounds very furtive. It sounds very black.
Let me show you how this is helpful. Work with me here for a minute. You were on the Internet last night?
Yeah, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Did you visit a University of Southern California site?
What are you telling me? I got that in my computer?
What I'm saying is, I'm asking you, did you visit a University of Southern California library site?
So are you telling me that the computer that I have at home...
It's a LifeTrack install, right. I know your address. I know you live in a two-story home in Thousand Oaks, California.
I don't need any of this information.
I wouldn't give this information out. I can also tell you that you were watching Nick at Night last night while on the Internet, correct?
So are you telling me this is already in computers?
I am saying that LifeTrack, what we're doing with the information, though, is...
You're telling me that you know what I was looking at last night on my computer. It's already in my computer.
I'm telling you that LifeTrack is there to enhance your life. And we're going to get the information, do the best we can. I've got information about you. You heated up a pizza in a microwave last night around 11:56 after you came home.
How do you know that?
Because we've got chips, not only in the microwave, in the television and radio. This is the information. This is the wave of the future.
Let me tell you something, friend. I don't appreciate...
As I said to you, and I don't mean to interrupt you, it's going to be there, and you know it, or it's the wave of the future. Get used to it.
Get used to it.
That's correct.
You know what? I want to tell you something, Mr. Santos. I have the urge to reach into the phone and choke the tongue right out of your head, and I don't mean any disrespect.
Well, you know, I'm very tired of people like you talking to me in this manner, because what we're doing is we're going to help people, and accept your fate, all right? Because it,
oh, accept my yes, sir, okay? I mean, what are we doing? Am I talking to Oz?
We took the liberty of placing these items in your house for the purpose of this of the information.
Well, you know what I'm going to do when I get home? I'm going to call up a friend of mine. We're going to go through my house this weekend. I'm going to rip all that crap out. And if I have to sell my computer...
Well, you know, you can do that. It's fine. Like I said, you can know we're putting it in, or you can just be put in without your knowledge. We're here to help. We're not here to hurt.
I don't like it.
Well, we've already taken the software out of your computer, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, it's out now, huh?
Yeah. Think of LifeTrack as your friend. You'll be all right.
Laguna Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
I don't believe that, man. I think you know somebody in my house. Yes.
I'd just like to say that this man's a complete joke. I'm a first-time listener, and I'm was inclined to believe that this is, whole conversation is a setup because it's so ludicrous, and it's just going to get a rise out of people. But your guy tells me it's for real, that this man's for real. And he has used...
Well, we're talking about information that we glean off of the information highway every day. It is not a difficult thing to do.
Okay, well, this man's explained that he's going to enhance our lives, it's going to be good for the people, and he's never once explained how it's going to help the people. Let's
hear
it.
For one thing, I did explain it, but I'd be happy to do it again. All the polling data that we get, American people don't know what they want. They don't tell us what they want. The polling data is insufficient. You can ask somebody, do they like the color blue? Maybe they say yes, but they really like red. So it's never there's never a lot of veracity with that information.
Oh, you're
so
full of crap.
Well, ma'am, the American people vote at the rate of about 15 to 20% per election, so we can't even get information that way. We need to get information so that...
So why do you need to get information? To make money? For your company to make money off of everybody?
No, that we can enhance your life, get information as to what you like, what you don't like, how you like to live your life, and make it a better place for you.
And how are you going to do
that?
How are you going to enhance our lives and make it a better place?
To give you an example, if I know that you're visiting, for instance, Mr. Henry, visiting University of Southern California Library site, the kinds of books that he may want to read, we can certainly begin to disseminate that information to the publishing business so that those books are more readily available. If we know that you have a need for educational tools for your children, what kind of educational tools, we can make those more readily available. If you're a fan of erotica, if you're a fan of what you may call pornography or whatever, this is information that we can use to enhance your life. If you're voting for certain people, we'd like to know who those people are, find out where you are living, etc. People are not honest, so we have to find the honesty through life observance.
Yes, but if those things already exist and they're already out there and that's why we're looking for them or interested in them, that means they already exist, so we don't need your help.
Well, you either work with us or you don't, but the information, we'll get the information.
I think you guys are out to make a lot of money for yourselves, and our lives with the people.
There's no doubt about we're going to make money, but the fact is we're going to get the information, too.
Well, you know who I think is going to make more money? Is I think the tracking device is going to track your chips so that we all can get rid of the computers and TVs and radios with your chips in them. That's who's going to make a lot of money.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for people to get rid of their TVs, radios, and computers.
Well, we'll buy the ones that are sold without them, and there'll be a tracking device, so we don't have to buy them with.
You don't know which ones have them and which ones don't.
Well, there will be a tracking device, and that's the company that's going to make all the money.
Afraid not.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, technology can make the chip, but they can't make the tracking device? Is that what you're telling us?
We get the information one way or the other. Work with me. It'll be a lot less painful.
Oh, boy. Okay, great. You know, I'll tell you what, LifeTrack, man, it's like you're getting all of this information from people, how they vote, how they don't vote, where they're going, University of Southern California, do you like this, do you like that, and you're gonna make my life better.
Do you enjoy pain?
Do I enjoy pain? No.
Because we can bring it on if we need to. We'll bring the pain on.
Get out of here. How are you gonna...
We'll bring the pain on. I'm asking you to work with me.
You're going to bring it on, huh? You're going to find out what I'm all about, huh? You're going to come into my house, see where I live?
Listen, Mr. Henry, the technology is there. The first guy that bought a computer should have known that. The first man that signed on the Internet should have known that. He didn't think about it. He was just there because he was curious, like a monkey in the zoo.
Like a monkey in the zoo. Oceanside on KFI AM 640. A monkey in the zoo. Hello?
Yeah, this guy is like a cross between Mr. Star Trek-y with Resistance is Futile and like some new cult leader or something, you know, presenting it as a service and then get used to it. We'll get the information. And it's like, how about this? How about we install a chip in your head so we can tell you when you need to go to the bathroom?
You don't have the technology. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the knowledge, okay? Number one.
Okay.
Number two, it's ridiculous, okay? You watch too much Star Trek. We're simply trying to help you. Listen, we know, for instance, that people watch television a certain amount of time during the day. We don't know what programs they're watching, all right? We know they listen to the radio a certain amount of time. We don't know what programs they're listening to. We know that they like certain things, but we don't know exactly what those things
are. You know what, the point is it's like
thing?
Way too intrusive. You're just like way too nosy. It's none of your business. If we want it, we'll go. We'll find it. We'll get it. We don't need you to tell us that we're too stupid to figure out what it is that we want.
Well, how many hours of television do you watch a week?
I don't watch that much television at all.
Like for instance, how many hours?
Maybe half an hour.
Half an hour a week. What programs do you like? Do you watch Friends? Do you watch ER, Home Improvement?
No,
what shows do you watch?
I pretty much listen to radio.
All right, and what kind of, for instance, what kind of car do you drive?
Why does that matter?
I'm just asking, just for conversation.
So you can get the information one way or the other?
Look at how paranoid she is. You see what I mean, Phil? She's paranoid.
Well, no wonder. You're the guy that's tracking her life.
See, I already got information out of you. Watch it for a half an hour a week. You told me you like Home Improvement. And you told me you drive a
Plymouth. I never say anything about Home Improvement.
You told me you drive a Plymouth and you like Home Improvement. It's very, very easy, ma'am, I can tell you
See,
that.
And
yeah,
you know,
okay.
It just proves. Like, if
get
you can't get
here.
The information, you'll just make it up.
We're not making anything up. We'll get the information.
Where'd you get it? I drove a Plymouth.
You can get it voluntarily or involuntarily. We'll get it.
Okay.
All right? Good
uh-huh.
For you. Now, see, she's getting on.
Yeah, getting on board. Here is Sherman Oaks on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
You know, there are lots of people that are developing software for gathering information off the Internet, and the cookie thing has been around for a long time. But
what
the reality is, all that stuff is so easy to defeat, and there'll be lots of software companies. I mean, we play with it. I work for a programming company.
This is on and offline.
It doesn't matter. We send
radio, microwaves, blenders, everything.
Yeah, right.
Cameras. Yeah. Well, you don't want to believe it, sir, because you realize you can't defeat that.
You can defeat anything.
The technology that you can't defeat, you say, yeah, right.
Anytime there's
toaster
any...
Ovens, how do you defeat the technology in a toaster oven?
I don't use a toaster oven, so I don't have
whatever,
to worry about
blender,
that.
A blender, a microwave, automobile.
Any technology that can be developed can be defeated. It's that easy. We do it all the time.
You keep telling yourself that.
Well, I know it's the truth. I don't have a problem with it because we do it. That's what our company does, is defeat technologies.
Well, the fact of the matter is we've downloaded hundreds of millions of bits of information already.
That's probably true, but you're going to see that
going on for years, years and years.
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to create a big business in defeating people who are collecting information.
Well,
I don't know.
Fine. Well, then we'll go turn around and override that technology.
What's the name of the company?
Why fight it? All right, just come along with us. You can make more money coming along with us.
I'm not interested in making money.
More money coming along with us than you ever make with your simple little defeating technology. It's futile.
Look, we're a division of a major company, and the work that we defeat technologies for the Pentagon, so it's not like we're some little company.
You're right. Sure.
Well, what are you mocking the guy for?
Because I don't believe him.
Well, that's
work with me either. Work
He's mocking me because he knows that I'm right. That's why he's mocking me.
Work with me or bend over. But one way or the other, we're going to get the information.
Work with you or bend over, huh?
Yeah, that's
we've tapped the Pentagon. We know what they're up to.
Get out of here.
You don't have to believe what I'm saying. But
this guy is telling you that he's tapped the Pentagon. He is full of it.
We've tapped the Pentagon.
Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, you see, you don't believe we can tap the Pentagon, but you're telling me you can defeat my technology.
I know I can beat your technology, and I know you haven't tapped the Pentagon.
Right now, we've got the software at NASA. We've got it at Caltech. I'll make you a $5 bet.
I'll make you a $500 bet.
Fine, whatever amount of money you want.
Well, I don't know what this is serving, okay? You don't believe each other, so we got ourselves a standoff? Fine. This guy says they can override it. You say that they can't.
Believe me, he can't. Believe me, he can't, all right? I can tell fear. There was fear in that man. I can smell it 100 miles away. That guy was frightened. He was sweating on the phone.
Okay, so we got a lot of fear and a lot of paranoia. Well, let's not do anything to make it worse, shall we, Jay? Phil Henry's show here with LifeTrack. Jay Santos from LifeTrack, downloading information off of your computer as you speak. Where did you go? What did you visit? What site did you visit? Where's your microwave? Where's your blender? Where's your TV set? Did you pay your taxes? Did you not pay your taxes? How much is in your bank account? You do your banking? Do you not do your banking? You doing your life? Everything. Anything that's on that box, they got, according to him. Don't forget the pizza thing, too. They know what you're eating, as long as they got it in your toaster oven. A guy from LifeTrack, Jay Santos, is on the line with us. This company has developed software that is slipped into your computer, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, and it tracks every place you've been on the information highway. They have chips they can put into your television set, your radio, your microwave, your VCR, everything, and track where you're going, where you've been, and who you know. Isn't that right, Mr. Santos?
Yes, sir, it is true, and as I've tried to say, this is for the betterment of people. American people don't know what they want. We will determine for them what they want from the information that we're getting. Otherwise, these people simply will continue to complain. I'll tell you one thing the federal government's tired of. Listen to these people bellyache about nothing. We want to know what it is they like, they don't like. Since they're not about to tell us, instead of them get off their ever-widening ass to vote, what we'll do is figure this out.
Ever-widening ass now.
That's right. I mean, none of them ever do. Let me give you an example. Is your producer wearing a ridiculous-looking Superman T-shirt?
Yeah.
That's a LifeTrack computer chip that we've got inside of the monitor system there at KFI. You have got an earring. You've got blonde hair that you had cut today. You're not a very handsome man.
All right, so you got something in the thing. Is this something you sold to this radio station?
Yes. And we've got it in the monitor that you look at to determine your phone calls. LifeTrack doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it is going to be there, all right? And as I said, either you get used to it. Is your board up right now stuffing his face with some noodle garbage?
Yeah, Mike Crozier's eating some Thai food.
Yeah, and it looks to... Oh, joke. Smell it to the phone.
Great. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, L.A. County. Mobile on the 91 on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, hey. Is this guy on the phone here?
I'm right here, sir.
You know, who in their right mind would want somebody, a peeping Tom, looking at their every move? Who would want that?
People who want to know that they're going to be serviced by the government properly. People who would want their needs met.
You actually think that you're going to convince people this is a good thing?
Well, we don't need to. I'd like to, but we don't need to.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like to convince you it's a good thing, but whether or not you believe it's a good thing or not, it's still going to be in your life.
That's ridiculous. I hope that everybody that's listening to you right now, you know, is understanding
what
how...
what are they going to do about it?
Well, you know what?
What are they going to do about it? Nothing.
What?
Carp, you're using a cell phone right now. You know the information we can pull off of you just using your cell phone? The information that we have already?
I can care less if this
private
is...
Private conversations.
Let me ask you this. Where is LifeTrack located?
I beg your pardon?
Where are you located?
Phoenix, Arizona.
In Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, my God. How long has this company been around?
Don't worry about it, pal. Just get used to it.
How long?
Don't worry about it. Just get used to it. That's how long.
So you're in Scottsdale or Phoenix, Arizona?
I said Phoenix, okay?
Good.
Buy yourself a map of Arizona. You'll find it.
And are you guys affiliated with the government in any way whatsoever?
We sell the information to the government.
So, I mean, does the government pay for or sponsor you or whatnot?
Yes, they do. Yes.
They do?
Yes.
So this is a government thing, huh?
Yeah.
So the government's looking in on us. When I get in the Internet and I use the Internet, you know exactly what I'm doing.
You got it, pal.
Right now.
Anything else?
You know what everybody's doing when they're in the internet right now.
I think you got the general gist, okay?
This is
make sure you don't kill yourself on the way home.
Yeah, I hope this life, whatever it is, this
life
company,
track.
Life Track,
yeah,
is broken.
Did $100 million last year.
Well, you know what?
Stock.
I hope that everybody that's listening out here is taking this serious. This is a serious invasion on our privacy.
These jackasses, they aren't even listening.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go to Irvine on KFI AM 640.
Hello.
Irvine, hello, yes.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller. I want to ask this guy something. Since when did the government become a retail store and retail business where they really wanted to benefit us somehow?
Well,
and what are the real benefits of this? You haven't even discussed that.
We went to the moon. We developed Medicare. We had a post office. We built roads. We've got services for children. We've got services for the elderly. We have medical services. We've got a military that protects the country. We have a police force. Do you want me to keep going?
Okay, but that's good.
You're paying for that.
But reality, government benefits big business. Government benefits big business, not the everyday person walking down the street. So how is this going to benefit me and you?
Well, who cares whether it benefits you?
That's right. That's why I won't buy your product.
You don't need to buy
ever, and I'll tell everybody else not to buy it.
Whether you buy it, it's going to be there whether you know it's there or not.
Why are you so hostile?
Well, I want to let you know, okay?
Know what?
Know that it's going to be there.
You know what? I'm a computer programmer.
The problem
if
here
your
is
information
your
leaks, if your information leaks, your company is going to bottom out off the stock market. I guarantee you.
The problem here is your outlook. Think of the government as a big cuddly teddy bear. You'll be better off.
The government has never been a teddy bear, and you
well,
know
it. Is
deep
now,
down,
right?
The government is not that. It doesn't represent
Come
the people.
Give me a big cuddly teddy bear with a big load of bear dung right there. Give me a big bear hug right now.
Let me give her a big bear hug.
Give me a big bear hug. Come on.
This guy is full. This is.
Over the phone. Hug me.
Goodbye.
KFI Los Angeles. More stimulating talk radio.